Sweetheart, what is it? Yes, everything is fine. Yes, the baby's fine. No, I was counting the kicks, not the contractions. Those haven't started yet. Of course, I'm sure. Trust me, the very second that I go into labor, you will be the first person to know. Come here and sit down with me. Give me your hands. Why are they always so cold? Oh, it's me that's warm. Well, that's probably true. I'm baking like an oven with this baby inside of me. Now, listen. Everything is going to be okay. You've been amazing through all of this. Holding my hair back during the morning sickness. Going to all the appointments and birthing classes with me. Reading all the books and putting together the crib and the toys. Yes. And even waking up at 3 a.m. to get me ice cream and tacos. We're as prepared as we're going to be. As my parents have told me multiple times, kids don't come with an instruction manual. After ours is born, some things we're just going to have to figure it out as we go. I have faith in you though, and I have faith in us, together. Remember when I told I was ready to have a baby. Yeah, I woke you up with my crying, but I was so excited. And I seem to remember you enjoying the time as much as I did. Yeah, all those weeks of taking test after test. And at one point, just getting frustrated and worried that it wouldn't happen at all. Then came that amazing day. I screamed so loud and I saw that pink line. They could probably hear me on the other side of the country. Can you believe we're so close to the finish line? Oh, in the home stretch, exactly. But still so far, the birth is just the beginning. After the diapers and middle of the night feedings, there will be body training and the first day of school, birthday parties and sleepovers. Many family photos where we all dress up in the same outfit. Field trips, fundraisers, first dates. Yeah, heartbreaks too. Then graduation and hopefully weddings and grandkids. You're right, I'm definitely getting ahead of myself. It just still feels so surreal. A baby is in my stomach right now. And in the blink of an eye, there'll be an adult with their own life. Any day now, there'll be 3 of us in here. This is the last time it'll just be us. The last time our home will be this quiet. Everything's going to be changing right now. Oh, I'm fine. That was less of a kick and more of a punch. Quick, feel my stomach. And of course it stops when I try to get you to feel it. I'll try to poke the baby out. Come on, kid. Move just a little bit for mommy. Come on, come out. Oh, there it is. Did you feel how hard that was? Yeah? Yeah? Oh, this kid is so ready to be born. And as much as I'm ready not to be carrying around an extra 8-pound bowling ball all day in the stomach, I'm going to miss this. I always know when they wake up and when they're asleep because I feel it. It's like we're synchronized. After the birth, it'll be a guessing game of which cry means what. But I suppose that's a decent trade-off compared to having 8 bathroom trips per night. And your mom is able to come up for a few weeks to help out. Then my family will be coming in a few months. Our lives are going to be very busy. I'm so glad I'll have you holding my hand for all of this. Hopefully, I don't literally crush at giving birth. Can I apologize in advance for all the mean things I might say to you when I'm in labor? No, don't be that way. You know neither of us will remember it for very long. As soon as we see this baby, everything else will melt away. All the pain and discomfort will just then we can start planning for the next one. It'll be a while before that.
But if you could see the look on your face right now.
Now help me off this couch. This is one other thing I won't miss about pregnancy. Needing help with basic tasks because this giant belly gets in the way. Do you know what time it is? You don't? Well, I think it's ice cream and taco time. I want us to go together. Plus, this could be the last time we can leave the house without a car seat and a stroller. What if I go into labor in the middle of the store? Well, you've taken the classes and read the books, so I'm sure we'll be okay until the ambulance arrives. Oh, honey. Okay. I promise I won't go into labor until I'm at home or near the hospital. Let's go already. The tacos and ice cream aren't going to eat themselves. You don't have to worry so much. We're going to be great.